The holiday season is upon us, which means special dinners, parties, and gatherings with family and friends. Often accompanying these festive get-togethers is wine, but what wines are best? Well, joining us to help make sense of the sometimes intimidating process of selecting wine are Carrie Metz and Lindsay McKelvey. They write the Two Women on Wine blog for the Sioux Falls Argus Leader. Carrie and Lindsay, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you.
Well, before we get into our discussion of wine for the holiday season, I'd like to hear a little bit about your own experiences. Carrie, let's start with you. When did you first become interested in wine?
Oh, I would say it was about 10 years ago, just being a part of a book club, and we would get together to discuss books, and somebody always brought a bottle of wine, so it was time to give it a try.
Was there something in particular that just kind of struck your palate that was interesting about wine that made it more than just a drink to have during with friends at book club?
Well, I think as we progress in drinking wine, we notice how a certain wine can complement a meal or just kind of your emotion for the day. So that was always interesting to see how wine pairs with your food and again, how you're feeling that night.
Lindsay, is that kind of how you got involved with wine? Just to have how?
Sort of. My parents have always been wine enthusiasts, and I'm from Iowa originally, and they like to travel around to the different wineries around Iowa. So that's really how I first became even interested in drinking wine, and my palate just kind of grew from there.
What makes a wine special to you?
Kind of like Carrie said, it kind of depends on the day, too, and the emotions that you're having at that time. But, I mean, I definitely have my favorite types of wine. So, yeah, that's what makes it special.
What are some of those of your favorite types of wine?
Well, I'm definitely a red wine drinker, so anything that's deep, dark red and has a lot of flavor, those are really my favorites. So anything like a Merlot, a Cabernet, a Malbec, those are really my favorites to drink.
Carrie, what are your favorites to drink?
I'm along the same lines, and I do love a red blend, which will take the Malbec, Cab, Syrah, and put it all together. Those are my absolute favorites. And just the Cabernets in general, Malbecs. Malbecs are extremely heavy, but those are what I prefer.
Does your preference for red wine, does that make a difference? Does that affect on what you recommend for wines then?
Lindsay may have something different to say, but if you are just starting out drinking wine, I definitely would not recommend going with a Cabernet or a Malbec or a Syrah, because those are heavier. I would actually, in fact, recommend going with a white if you're just starting out. Maybe a Riesling or a Chardonnay, a Pinot Noir. Those are a lot lighter and can kind of help you make that transition to going towards a red wine.
Lindsay, do you agree?
Exactly. That is exactly what I'd say. I think when people are starting out, they should lean toward a more sweeter white wine, like Carrie said, a Riesling or a Chardonnay. They're a much more simple flavor, not so complex as a deep red wine. And then they can kind of go from there. If they find out that's a little too sweet from them, they can kind of make the transition over to a drier wine and maybe see if they like something more in the middle of those two, or something even drier like a Merlot or a Cabernet.
When you talk about palate, is that something when you're drinking wine that you have to train yourself, that you have to develop, or do you just do different wine drinkers just have a natural preference for certain things?
Maybe a little bit of both. For me, it was definitely something that developed. When I started drinking wine, I definitely went for the sweeter white wines. I only drank wine Zinfandel for a while, and then my palate did kind of transition over, and now I really only like to drink darker red wine. So I think it'd be a little bit of both. Maybe someone who starts out really does know just what they like, and they don't prefer something sweeter, and maybe prefer something drier.
Carrie, do you find that your palate for wine changed over the decade?
Definitely, I completely agree with what Lindsay said. starting out, I mean, I probably went for the sweetest white wine I could possibly find. And now if I go back to trying to have a sweet white wine, I just don't like it at all. I'd rather, you know, go with the red dry. And it was just a progression over time, going through the different types of wines and finding the one that you really like.
So it was a matter of just developing a taste for the more full body, full flavored wines?
Definitely.
Well, let's talk a little bit about wines for the holiday season. Lindsay, are there wines that you find that are especially good this time of year when the temperature starts to drop?
Well, since I'm a red drinker, I think a red wine drinker, when it starts to get chilly, I just love a deep, robust red wine that's full flavor because it really just warms you from the inside out, I think. And also those type of wines also go well with chilly weather food, like chili and stews. So really that's where I go when it gets cold outside.
How about you, Carrie?
This week I wrote about a butternut Chardonnay, and as we've discussed, I'm not a big white wine drinker, but I really enjoyed it because it had the warm taste of kind of cloves and vanilla and cinnamon in it. And so that's actually my recommendation for this season, especially going over to giving them as gifts. You might want to stick with a white wine. Somebody may not have progressed to that red wine stage. And it pairs so nicely with the white meats that that's definitely my recommendation for this season. But if it's just me in front of a fireplace, I would definitely love to have a bottle of perhaps the J. Loy Wildflower, which is a red table wine. It's really thick and hearty and goes well with the cold weather outside.
You mentioned giving wine as a holiday gift. Is that a situation where you need to know the gift giver and their taste before you give them a wine?
Well, if hopefully we know who we're buying a gift for, but there are the cases where, all right, I need to bring a gift to this party and I don't know this person very well. And again, that's where I would lean towards going with a white wine. For those occasions that you don't know what this person prefers, and again with the butternut Chardonnay, that's definitely going to be my gift for many people this season.
Lindsay, what about you? What's your approach to giving wine during the holiday season as a gift?
Well, I definitely think it's a wonderful gift to give, especially if you know what your recipient likes for wine. If they like a drier red or a sweeter white, then you know what to get them, but if not, like we talked about before, I think sticking with a sweet, light white wine is good because most people can find something that they like in that area. And as far as giving wine as a gift, there's also a lot of fun wine accessories out on the market, too. So I think pairing that with a bottle of wine makes a creative, clever, nice gift to give.
You're listening to Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke, and we're talking with Carrie Metz and Lindsay McKelvey. They write the Two Women on Wine blog for the Sioux Falls Argus Leader, and I thought it'd be fun to talk a little bit about wine now that we're into the holiday season. Carrie talked a little bit about pairing wines. Are there certain wines that go well with the traditional holiday meals, whether it's turkey or ham or goose or then thinking about desserts and that sort of thing?
When it comes to meals and stuff, I typically like to think if it's white, drink white. If it's red, drink red. Many times if you were to pair a heavy Merlot with, say, a slice of turkey, you're overwhelming your meal choice right there. It's not complementing each other. But if you were to take that Merlot and have it with a tenderloin or a prime rib, is actually complementing it. So that's just the way I like to say, white is white, red is red.
The old standby. Lindsay, is that your approach, or do you go a different route?
Yeah, no, I think that's a really good rule to follow. And if you don't know where to start, you can just start with something really light, like a Riesling or a Chardonnay again, or in the red category, a Pinot Noir is a really good just light, sweet red wine that isn't going to overpower any of your food. So if you're not sure what exactly to pair which wine to your food, those are just really good places to start.
Of course, when you go to holiday meals, there are a lot of different dishes. Is it easy to find that one perfect wine, or do you just go with what you think might work well?
I think I just go with what I think will work well. I'm not one who's overly attached to one brand per se, but I know what I like, and I can hop around to different brands. So if I know a certain wine is going to pair well with a food, I will just pick out what I think will go best and go from there.
Lindsay, are there certain wines that are more flexible, that seem to pair more easily with a wider variety of things?
Yeah, like I said, in the white category, anything like a Chardonnay or a Riesling, since they're just so light and crisp, I don't think that they'll overpower the food, as well as a Pinot Noir in the red category. It has a little bit more flavor than the whites will, but again, it's not going to overpower your food so much that you're going to be focused on that.
You mentioned wines that overpower the food. Are those mm-hmm. wines that you prefer to drink separately?
For me, yeah. The deep, dark, robust red wines are something that I like to drink separately, but depending on what you're eating, like Carrie said, a red food or a hearty dish, they will pair well with that, but it's really your preference there.
And Carrie, this gets back to, I think, what you were saying earlier about what you want when you're just sitting by the fire.
Right. That's just a bottle of Malbec or Cabernet. I don't need anything else to pair with that. It's just fine on its own.
Do you find, Carrie, that people are unnecessarily intimidated by wine?
I think now that it's 2012 and people have been drinking a lot more wine than they have in the past, I don't think there's any reason to be intimidated. Before, you know, going back 20 years ago, I think wine was still not quite as popular as it is today. Now you can just step into a grocery store, liquor store, any winery, and there's tastings involved. And there's so many different things that you can choose from that there's really no reason to be intimidated.
And Lindsay, do you agree with that?
Yeah, I agree. There really isn't a reason to be intimidated, but I think people still are. There's so much to choose from when you walk into a liquor store or a grocery store. And I do think that people who don't drink a lot of wine may be intimidated by how you pair wine with food. So I think it's best to just stick with what you know. Get recommendations from friends if you're just starting out, or places like our blog, and go from there. And then you just kind of have to pick and choose what you like from there.
So you walk into a wine store. There's so many things. And say you didn't talk to your friends. Is it really just if there's someone there at the store that you can trust, or are they usually pretty good guides?
Yeah, they really are. Even at places like Hy-Vee's, they really know what they're talking about there. So you just kind of tell them that you're just starting out and maybe what your preferences are, and they can really help you from there, I think.
Are there some good South Dakota wines that either of you can recommend during the holiday season? Carrie, do you have any favorites?
I just was able to go to Prairie Berry in Rapid City. And that was really interesting to try the different wines. And one was the Blue Suede Shoes, which is actually more of a summer wine, but I enjoyed that. It's chilled and it had the blueberry taste. And they had some other wines, too. One had also a butternut squash taste to it, which was really, really good. I mean, I'm not a squash person at all, but the wines are awesome. So almost anything Prairie Berry is a good hit. It's also a wonderful gift. People love South Dakota wines for gifts.
And Lindsay, do you have some good South Dakota wines that you like to recommend?
Well, I'm newer to the area, so I haven't tried a lot of South Dakota wines. But over Thanksgiving, I did try a red table wine from Prairie Berry. It was a little sweet, But I think that's something that would go really well with holiday meals and desserts. So that's really the only recommendation I have there.
Do you think this is a particularly good time? And I'm not talking about the season, I just mean with the it seems like there's a growth of wineries in South Dakota, elsewhere, that the proliferation of so many different varieties, that this is a good time to be a wine drinker, Lindsay?
Oh, definitely. As people are becoming more and more interested in drinking wine, and just the whole experience, going to a winery and having the wine tasting and everything involved in just the experience, I think it's definitely a great time to be a wine drinker.
Carrie Metz, you think this is a good time to be a wine drinker with all the varieties out there?
Oh, there's definitely many varieties out there. There's a lot more wineries in South Dakota and neighboring states, and you can also make it yourself. It's so simple to do. So, yeah, it's a great time to be a wine drinker.
Have you started making your own wine?
No, but my mother does.
Your mother does.
Thank you, Mom.
What, Lindsay, are you having interest in making your own wine?
No, I haven't tried that, and I'm not sure I'm ready to take a stab at that yet, but maybe someday.
If you're not typically a wine drinker, or maybe you've tried a couple, didn't much care for them, is there a particular wine you'd suggest for rookies? I know that both of you mentioned some whiter wines. Lindsay?
Yeah, the sweeter white wines is something I would recommend for someone starting out. And another good one is a Moscato, is a popular semi-sweet wine that people enjoy. And it's a sparkling wine, too. So that's also a good one for the holidays, because it just makes the experience feel a little more special.
Carrie, do you have special recommendations for wine rookies?
For somebody who is just starting out, I wouldn't hesitate to offer the suggestion of Relax. It's not expensive. It's sold everywhere. It's served cold. And it's just a good first one to start out with.
Well, Carrie and Lindsay, thanks so much for taking the time to join us on Dakota Midday.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was Carrie Metz and Lindsay McKelvey. They write the Two Women on Wine blog for the Sioux Falls Argus Leader. We're discussing wine for the holiday season.